To me, it has always seemed a bit out of balance how the church keeps such careful records of new converts to Christianity, but rarely do we hear about those that leave. It seems only fair that we should keep both sides of the ledger. It may even force us to ask why they may be out of balance. There are many complicated answers to that question, but any list would undoubtedly include hypocrisy within the church. Those new to the faith, not seeing the proof in others of a changed heart. So ask yourself that question. Are you living an authentic Christian life? And what does that even mean? Well, I pray this meditation from Matthew chapter 3 will encourage you to examine your own life. Is your life producing spiritual fruit in keeping with the teachings of Christ? And are you living a life in a way that others can see you have turned away from sin? Well, to begin your time of meditation, find yourself moving into a time of self-reflection and repentance. Allow your breathing to settle, your eyes to softly close, and start to become mindful of the guiding and forgiving presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and replying to this passage from Galatians chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, transform my heart. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, and joy. And Lord God, transform my heart. The fruit of the Spirit is inner peace, patience, and how we act while waiting. And Lord God, please transform my heart. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. So Lord God, transform my heart. Spend another moment now in self-reflection. Be aware of the Holy Spirit opening your heart to areas of change and transformation. Continue for a moment longer to scan your body from head to toe. Where do you feel out of balance with the plan of God? Now another moment to note, where do you feel the tension of not living a life of righteousness? Note the Holy Spirit examining and exposing your heart to the light. Push past any emotions of guilt and shame and center on joy. Center on being thankful that bad fruit is being pruned away. Center too on the joy of God's forgiveness. Center on the new praise of a free, forgiven, and transformed heart. Whisper, Lord God, transform my heart. Allow the word transform to become your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Bring attention to your breath, not controlling it, but simply noting each breath. Each breath inhale brings what is new. Each slow exhale releases what is old. As you inhale and exhale, be reminded of God's transforming work in and around you. Let each breath be a song from your transformed heart. Relax here for another moment, breathing and contemplating the presence of God. Your thoughts may drift, and that's fine. Rather than judging yourself, celebrate the drifting as a reminder to center back on your breathing and silently whisper, Lord God, transform my heart. Let this be your continuing praise and prayer. Now, in continued silent contemplation, reflect on the first of three scripture readings, each from Matthew chapter 3, verse 8. We'll begin with the New International Version. Imagine Matthew here, sharing this passage with you personally, from his day to your present moments of transformation. My dear friend, remember that both heaven and earth are watching. So work to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. What do you feel after hearing this passage? Listen once more for how your heart, mind, and soul are transformed by this verse. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. What did you feel even deeper this second time? May the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage as you listen from the New International Reader's Version. John saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing. He said to them, "You are like a nest of poisonous snakes. Who warned you to escape the coming of God's anger? live in a way that shows you have turned away from your sins. What did you become more aware of after listening? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third reading, let the word settle even deeper, transforming you as you listen once again, now from the Amplified Bible. Produce fruit that is consistent with repentance, demonstrating new behavior that proves a change of heart and a conscious decision to turn away from sin. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most enjoy about God? What do you enjoy most about having a transformed heart? Well, this time is now yours as a gift of prayer. He is in and around you, so take a minute now to approach Him in your way and in your words. While resting in imaginative contemplation, recall Galatians 5 once more. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Which do you express without effort? Listen once again. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control. Once more, but now listen for which might be missing in your life. What is the Holy Spirit revealing needs the most divine work in you? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, or self-control. For this next minute, ask God to transform your heart to show more love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Thank you. rest here in closing, centered and mindful of God's transforming work in and around you, celebrating all He can do through a heart newly transformed, living an authentic Christian life. And as you turn from sin and encounter the effects of your new heart, be aware of how God might use it to transform another that you meet along the way. Consider that as I offer you this prayer of closing benediction, that both heaven and earth are watching. So work to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And in so doing, may you walk with Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the transforming work of God. And whether at New Light, Last Light, or the countless moments in between, may your heart beat out the prayer, Lord God, transform my heart. Amen.